This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
How to build a sex room.
My name is Melanie Rose. For over 15 years, I've been designing high-end homes. So when a client asked me if I'd ever designed a sex room, I thought, why not? Why wouldn't I go and design a sex room?
No video games in the room?
No, we're not playing video games in here.
Oh.
You're going to play with your wife instead.
Oh, my. Well, it is Naughty at 640, which is why we have a couples therapist on the line, also a psychosexual therapist, Isaiah McKimmy. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
I guess that's the question, how to build a sex room. And is this really a thing, or is this just like Netflix making this up for content?
Well, look, I think you have to have enough space in your house for an extra room for sex rather than just your bedroom to start with. You know, it is a thing that people do, but obviously not all of us can have a sex room in our house.
Yeah, so if that's not in the budget, how can we do a more scaled down version of that? Maybe a sexy side drawer or something?
Well, I was going to say sex rooms. Multiple.
Well, having sex in different rooms is a really good idea for kind of keeping that spark and passion alive. But there are lots of things that you can do to your bedroom to make it a little bit more sexy and conducive to being in the mood. So really simple things like low lighting, so candles and lamps. You might not be able to fit a sex chair or some sex furniture.
What is a sex chair? What's a sex chair?
Alan, you've got to go and look it up. I can't.
Is it just a chair with glad wrap?
Like, no, I think you need a supporting beam for one of those, don't you?
No, they actually sit on the floor. They just help you get into different positions, kind of like a chaise lounge. But,
Carly's
going to
use it for the one she has at home.
An episode I saw of Sex in the City, to be honest.
Okay. Well, I'll look that up.
I think that was a swing, not a chair.
So purposely intended sex furniture. Go on.
That's right.
What section of IKEA do I find that in, by the way?
I don't know. It might be a new market.
The Hans Banger.
You can add some extra cushions to your bed, though. Cushions or sex pillows or wedges can help support your body, help you get into different positions more comfortably. So that's really fun as well. You can also kind of keep a box of toys beside your bed or under your bed, kind of full of things that can make things a little bit more interesting.
Okay. I love that lower back support. That sounds amazing to me.
I was literally just chatting with Bailey and Carly literally in the office about me needing to buy cushions. Now the whole thing's been turned around. It sounds a bit more suspect than I originally intended it. Well, okay. Is there any other tips as well to make the bedroom, I guess, more of a friendly place to inspire the romance?
Look, I am a big fan of no TVs and no devices in the bedroom. Your bedroom is for sleeping and your bedroom is for sex. Once we start bringing devices into the bedroom, we can get a little bit distracted. We're not giving focus to each other anymore. But I think another really important thing to happen is we have to also start setting the mood long before we get into the bedroom. You know, foreplay starts right after our last orgasm finish. So we need to make sure we've got lots of connection throughout our day. We know that women who wear lingerie and sex their partners during the day are more likely to reach orgasm when they have sex at night. So also making sure we're starting early and then getting into the nice environment of the bedroom.
It's an absolute pleasure to chat to you once again. People want to get in contact with you and learn more. How's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so my website, www.asaya-mckimmy.com, or find me on Instagram, asayamckimmy.sexologist.
Thanks for the chat. Carly, a guest has joined us, Alyssa, who you did radio in Karratha, right?
Yeah, long time. That's where I started.
Yeah, okay. So people listening right now, Karratha, going, I recognise that voice.
Yep.
I used to ring her all the time.
Yep, show. I did Request.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
What was the most requested song in Karratha at that time?
Look, it was about the time.
This is going to age her, so careful.
Yeah, it will. It was about the time that Eiffel 65 came out with Blue. Bubba-dee, bubba-da. So it was a while ago.
You don't look old enough to press play on that.
Well, that's nice of you to say.
Yeah, he's buttering me up for a reason.
Yeah, there is a reason.
There is. So happy birthday for the other day.
Thank you.
I put a lot of thought
into... See, Alyssa, that's all. That's it.
I put a lot of thought into your present, which you've actually brought in with you, which I love. So it was a purse.
Yeah.
But I was a little bit, I guess, apprehensive because I had this thing that my mum always told me that if you give someone a wallet or a purse, you had to put some money in it. Only had like some loose change or a fiver. So I whacked the five ring because I wasn't trying to cheap out on you.
Thank you.
But then I realized I never actually explained to you why I put that money in there. Did you think that I'd just misplaced it or it was secondhand or?
No, look, I thought you'd got this. I know you like to thrift, so I thought maybe you'd got it from the thrift shop. Just kidding.
I don't think she is.
No, I do understand the concept of giving a wallet and putting money in
okay,
it.
Okay, so you've
heard
of this.
Yeah, a coin okay. when I was little. But this isn't a wallet.
Oh.
That's true. That's true.
Like Alan, specimen A.
Actually,
yeah, no, that's a purse.
Exhibit A.
Okay, good.
Say.
Because I had this chat with Russell, but the thing is, I didn't want to run the risk of you getting bad luck.
Thank you.
So I thought, you know what? I'll cover all bases just in case.
So wait, sorry, just reset again. So you get it $5 separately, or was it actually?
No,
in
it
the
has
rest?
To be in it. Because
so I didn't
you
even
can't...
find it when I first, because yeah. when Carly first gave it to me, I had a red wine in one hand and a microphone in the other hand because we're doing karaoke.
Oh, is that what you're doing? I thought you were just doing your show.
Oh, so I found it later. Yes.
And do you think five was appropriate?
Oh, mate, the Milky Bars are on me.
She still got it. Wow.
So that's a crisp fiver too, actually. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad you understood because I thought, you know what, I didn't really explain it. Didn't think it was appropriate to write it in the birthday card.
What, you owe me $5?
Yeah, check the purse. There's money inside.
This is purely for luck.
But anyway, so if you do get a wave of good luck come towards you, it is obviously because I did put the $5 note in that wallet.
I thought it just cancelled out the bad luck. I didn't know if it actually gives you good luck or is it just
No, I think it gives you
I think
good
I need
luck.
To rub Carly's belly.
Okay.
You know like when you buy a lotto ticket and you rub the lotto ticket on Buddha's belly?
What's going on here?
This has gone very weird. Not a body shaming territory.
I think you're also giving a little insight into what went down at your birthday party.
Oh my goodness. Well, on that note, thank you very much, Alyssa. For
thanks,
the chat.
Guys.
Happy birthday for the other day as
thank
well.
You.
My gift for you is coming.
Next year?
Yeah, let's say that. Actually, I contributed the $5. Spring is here, which means spring cleaning normally happens, Carly.
It absolutely does.
Well, supposedly.
Not in my house.
No, I didn't think so. But for a lot of people, they're getting out there. They want to get rid of that clutter, get the house feeling a little bit more homely. And a study's been done regarding turning that house into a home.
Oh,
you know, the classic, you know, like, is this house a home?
That's so, that's cute.
It's a little wholesome.
Yeah, it's wholesome.
It's wholesome. Now, it turns out one of the main things, and this is crazy, it's a smell that people like to smell in a house that makes the house feel like a home. 53% of people surveyed, so it's just over half, think this is a main attribute for that. It is cooking a Sunday roast. It's the smell of
yeah,
home.
I would agree with that. Even though I'm a vegetarian,
you roast carrots, mate. Is that pumpkin? What do you got on there? Salt. Ooh, how exciting.
Put a bit of rosemary on there. You're
actually,
good to
go. No, you can't go wrong with rosemary.
Well,
that's
so
pretty cool.
Can I make a little confession here? I love the smell of meat.
Just let that sit for a second. I just want to make sure we get this grab a little bit later. I love the smell of meat.
I do.
Carly Porch.
So every Sunday, again, this is another little window into my weirdo life, I slow cook a whole bunch of meat for my dog. Because just because me and my husband are vegetarian doesn't mean we inflict that on the dog,
well,
you know?
Well, no, you shouldn't. That'd be weird.
We had a family meeting and she said she wasn't going to join us on that quest.
Yep.
So anyway, we slow cook her meat every Sunday afternoon for the week. And I love the smell of it.
Jeez, that's a bit. There's something in that, Carly, that we do not have time to dive into today. Some of the other stats that have come out, that 35% of people surveyed thinks cuddling a pet gives you more of a feeling of home.
Oh,
I agree with that.
It does, yes.
When you're away from the house and you come home and then, you know, you try and find the cat because it's avoiding you, then you pick it up and it kind of lets you cuddle it for half a minute. That's great times.
This is making me miss my home right now.
45% of people said that having a well-stocked fridge feels like home. Whose home has a well-stocked fridge?
You know when you get to the end of the week and you're on 2 minute noodles kind of scrapping around.
Absolutely.
And you're like, what can I do with this pickle
that jar
juice?
That jar of pickles, you're sitting there going, I could eat all that.
But there's nothing feels better than when you've got a well-stocked fridge. You feel like you are so rich. I often stand there, Russell hates it because he's like, you're going to ruin the fridge. But whenever we have, like, if we've done a big grocery shop, every so often we'll do like a big one. And I just love staring at the fridge when it's full.
Okay, you're a bit weird. Over half of people surveyed think fresh sheets on the bed is what makes a house feel like a home. That's a good call. 38% of people thought that there's more to life than doing housework. couldn't agree more with that.
Yeah, I agree with
that. I mean, I do daily stuff, so I don't have to do one big haul. But yeah, I agree. Like, it'd be nice to not have to do a lot of it. 70% of people agreed that it should feel more relaxed and lived in your home versus like a total pristine, clean, ready to have visitors at any minute.
Yeah.
And what I like as well, the last stat here, 44% think having family photos up makes the space feel more homely.
Oh, I agree with that, definitely.
But that's less than half of people think that family photos should be up.
Well, it depends on how you feel about your family.
That is true. That I actually shouldn't dive too much into that. That's a great call. Chatted to Jane a little while back, of course, for our presenter of and kitchen writer for Nine Honey, all about those little tips when it comes to saving money. She joins us again now. Jane DeGraff, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going with your money saving?
Horribly. Absolutely horrible. This is why we've got you
like
on.
Like all of us. I've got
I've got a pen and paper ready to start writing some stuff down, Jane. What have we got?
Awesome. All right. So the first thing I want to say is because obviously it's groceries that are causing big problems for people at the moment with the rising cost of so many things. So the first thing I would say is with your fruit and vegetables, always buy in season. So I asked some people recently what things had like really gone off their radar because they were too expensive. And a lot of the fruits and vegetables they were listing are actually summer fruits that aren't in season anyway. So they're already going to be expensive, and then they're going to be even more expensive as the prices creep up. So look for things that are in season. Don't be buying your tomatoes in winter. You know, don't be looking for your strawberries in the middle of winter. You have to go for what's in season. It'll be cheaper. It's abundant. It's probably more local as well, which means you can also get a lot of it. You can cook it down and freeze it for when it's not in season or when it is too expensive. So in season is really, really key. And if you're having trouble at the supermarkets for that, maybe get together with some, like another family and go to your local markets because then you can buy stuff in big boxes and divvy them up. And that's a really great way
that's
to save
not a
money.
Bad idea.
It's actually, do you know what? It's actually quite a lot of fun. We do it with another family and our kids, like their kids and our kids. And the kids actually find it really interesting because they get to go to the markets, they get to see how everything works, they get to see like abundance of things that are in season. So it's a little bit of fun for the kids as well. And then you divvy it up with another family and you've actually saved yourself quite a lot of money. But again, you have to be able to do those things. If you can't and you're shopping in the supermarkets, make sure you compare the prices of things that are pre-packed for convenience and things that are single items. So quite often when you buy like a packeted up cucumbers and tomatoes and stuff, they'll be more expensive than the individual ones because you're paying for the convenience of just grabbing a pack and going. So make sure you do that cost comparison of the, you know, 100 grams because, you know, like a little thing of cherry tomatoes for $4.50 might look like not a bad price. But if you compare it in, you know, cost per gram, that's actually quite expensive for tomatoes. So maybe just have a look around and do that comparison. People get a bit caught out, I think, sometimes by seeing what looks like not a bad price on a pre-packaged item, which turns out not to be the greatest saving in the long run. So that's for the fruit and vegetables. And buy ugly produce. All the major supermarkets now have that section, which is like the not so pretty produce, the stuff that doesn't, you know, sort of meet the size criteria for all the other ones on the shelves. It's the same produce. It tastes the same, especially if you're cutting it up to, you know, put it into things. Buy the ugly stuff. It will save you lots and lots of money, and it will also save on food waste because previously that stuff didn't get sold at supermarkets and vegetable stores and things like that, and it would go into landfill. Now they sell it as the ugly produce. It saves you big bucks, so keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
Now, Jane, just quickly, I hate to mention the C word, but Christmas is coming up. I know it's not around the corner just quite yet, but a lot of families are genuinely going to be struggling this Christmas. So what can we be doing right now to kind of ease that Christmas chaos that seems to come on pretty quickly?
Yeah, so there's two things. I've got a friend that does a lot of the budget saving tips here at Nine Honey, and she would always say start planning now and either put a little bit of money aside for those things you're going to need to purchase at Christmas time and start doing that now. Have a savings account or, you know, a spot where you put money just for that. Or with food and all the Christmassy kind of stuff that I do, start getting the things now that don't have use by date. Start looking for the chocolate. Start looking for the things that you're going to cook with or anything that can be frozen and put it aside a little bit at a time now so that it's not one massive hit at the end of the year, which is going to be a push for quite a lot of people with all the pressures that have been on everybody's budgets. So, you know, I do things now, like often you'll find things that go into Christmas cakes at Christmas time skyrocket in price. So if you are going to be doing things like baking at Christmas time, get your fruits, you know, your dried fruits now and put them in the pantry. They keep all that time anyway. Get your spices now and put them aside so that you're not panic buying at Christmas time and paying a premium price for them because the prices of those things do go up. So with baking items and stuff like that, I'd be just getting them a little bit at a time now and putting them aside. And then with bigger ticket items, start putting the money aside a little bit at a time now so that it's not one massive, you know, dent in your budget at the end of the year.
No, that's great. I'm going to buy a leg of ham now so it gets that slime on it just in time for Christmas, you know.
Perfect. No, maybe not with the ham. It's going to be in the big leg.
No, these are great tips. Jane McGrath, an absolute pleasure once again. Presenter and kitchen writer for Nine Honey. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Speak to you soon.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.